ఫిఫ్త్ క్యాంటో చాప్టర్ 13 టెక్స్ట్ నంబర్ ఐ థింక్ ఇట్స్ 22. సో విల్ బిగిన్. అద్భుతం తవ చరణాంజరేణుభిర్ హతాం సో హతాం హసో భక్తిరదోక్షజే అమలా మౌహూర్తికార్యస్య సమాగమాచ్చ మే. దుస్తర్కమూలో అపథో అవివేకః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పర్ట్ బై హిజ్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ ఏసీ భక్తిదాన స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ ఎట్ ఆల్ వండర్ఫుల్ దట్ సింప్లీ బై బీయింగ్ కవర్డ్ బై ద డస్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ వన్ ఇమీడియట్లీ అటైన్స్ ద ప్లాట్ఫామ్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ టు అదోక్షజ్ విచ్ ఈస్ నాట్ అవైలబుల్ ఈవెన్ టు గ్రేట్ డెమిగాడ్స్ లైక్ బ్రహ్మ. By associating with you just for a moment, I am now freed from all argument, false prestige and lack of discrimination, which are the roots of entanglement in the material world. Now I am free from all these problems. Purport: association with pure devotees certainly frees one from the material clutches. This is certainly true of the King Rahugna's association with Jad Bharat. King Rahugna was immediately freed from the misgivings of material association. The arguments offered by pure devotees to their disciples are so convincing that even a dull-headed disciple is immediately enlightened with spiritual knowledge. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. హరే కృష్ణ. కెన్ సంబడి గెట్ మీ వన్ నెక్టర్ ఆఫ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్షన్? సో టుడే వీఆర్ సీయింగ్, డే బిఫోర్ యెస్టర్డే వీ హర్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ప్రేమ్నిధి ప్రభు దాట్ ఆఫ్టర్ హియరింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ హిజ్ Guru Maharaj, that is Jad Bharat, his disciple Maharaj Rahugna, he is becoming completely happy and blissful that he has received such a message from his spiritual master, which can give him the ultimate benefit of human life, which is not even available to demigods. He is saying, what is the position of advantage of taking birth as demigods? Because generally in heavenly planets, people are so absorbed in all the good conditions and happiness that it becomes difficult to remember Lord Shri Krishna. And then, immediately after that, he is telling the main reason why he has got this fortune and how he has advanced to such a limit. Certainly he may go further ahead, but he is telling the fortune. He is telling that simply by being covered, Mahat Pad Rajobhi Shekam, by the dust of your lotus feet, one immediately attains the platform of pure devotional service to Adokshaj. So here in the verse and translation, both Srila Prabhupada and Maharaj Rahugna is glorifying the association of spiritual master and devotees, because he is telling just by the association, in the purport also Srila Prabhupada says, association with pure devotees certainly frees one from material clutches. Srila Prabhupada at one place says, even therefore we begin in the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, we see that when Sukhdev Goswami is now finished 9 cantos and going to begin 10th canto, in the first chapter, in the 4th verse itself, Sukhdev Goswami gives this verse, telling, now we are going to discuss Krishna Katha, Krishna Leela, but who are the persons who are qualified to speak Krishna Katha? And from whom? This same point was even mentioned in the second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam. In this 10th canto, first chapter, verse 4, Sukhdev Goswami says, Nivrutta Tarshir upagiya manas, that one has to listen about Lord Shri Krishna, especially from pure devotees or advanced devotees who are nivrutta tarshay. Nivrutta is a very common word, what we call it retirement. We call it seva nivrutti, svechha, voluntary retirement. So tarshay is translated as desires for sense gratification. So who is qualified to speak, or whose hearing from whom is most effective, whether we say like that, is from those people who have retired from the desires of sense gratification. Those who have taken nivrutti from tarshe. Even in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, there would be said, dharma pra ujjita kaitav atra paramo nirmatsaranam satam. That this Srimad Bhagavatam is especially, it is meant for everyone, all of us. But it is especially meant for nirmatsar. In Sanskrit, if we break this word matsar, it means, mat means me, and sar means better than me or equal to me. So that is envy. We call it nirmatsar. Matsar means, I am telling not only matsar. Matsar means me and better than me. So envy means when somebody cannot tolerate that he is becoming matsar, better than me. So this Srimad Bhagavatam is for those who are nirmatsar. And therefore, Paramham Samhita. Those who are pure devotees. It's meant for all, but especially for those who have become nivrutta tarshay, who have become nirmatsar, and hearing from them is most effective. As it is said, association with pure devotees certainly frees one from the material clutches. Srila Prabhupada gives this analogy, like when somebody is very sick, the medicine is not given orally, but it is given intravenously, IV. In common language, we call it saline. Now, saline is just one form, but it is given intravenously. And when the medicine is given intravenously, the effect is immediate. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada says, the message or hearing from pure devotees is like intravenous medicine. It is just put in directly through the ears, and it goes right through the heart, where the disease of kalmash, lust, envy, greed, anger, all these things are there. So hearing from pure devotees is like hearing medicines, taking medicines intravenously, which goes directly to the root. And therefore, Sukadeva Goswami says, Nivrutta Tarshair Upagiya Manas Bhava Aushadi Shotra Manobhiramat. This hearing is Bhava Aushadi. Medicines from Bhavarog. Once His Holiness Mahavishnu Maharaj, Indian Mahavishnu Maharaj, was here, and he was making this point that how everyone is suffering in this material world. All people have some rog. From skin to the intestine, somewhere in between, some part is always diseased of all people. Eyes, head, somewhere. So these all various rogues are there, diseases. And the whole science is trying to elevate or remove these diseases. But Mahavishnu Maharaj said, these removing diseases is like making some small arrangement. But there is one king of diseases. Roga Raja, that is Bhavrog. Up till we are present in this material world, we may remove one disease, but another will immediately catch us. So, if we want to remove this disease of existence in material world, then the medicine of hearing from pure devotees has to be taken intravenously. So the effect is immediate. So therefore we see, this association of devotees we hear many times, especially with pure devotees, but also with all other devotees. To make this point, which we discussed last one class before, Srila Prabhupada writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita that even if there is no pure devotees in the society, we should stay in the society. Certainly, it is very important to hear from pure devotees, as this verse mentions. But at the same time, we should not take association with other devotees lightly. Oh, we may not judge, oh, he is not pure, I don't like his behavior, or he acts in this particular way, or he doesn't act in this particular way. Actually, once his Shankarshan Nitai Prabhu from Mayapur, he was making this point that we speak, oh, I like this devotee, or I like this type of activity, or this person, this quality is good. That all is based on our conditioned nature. He made this point that we sometimes judge devotees what I like, what I don't like. The point is, this judgment is also based on our conditioned nature according to what we like and what we don't like. And we judge devotees on their bodily qualifications. According to he speaks nicely, or he sings nicely, or he cooks, whatever it is. We judge devotees on their bodily communication. And that is not real association. That is association on the level of body. External dress. Now somebody may be dressed nicely, but person may be gentleman, that we don't see. So therefore, we have to understand this dress or this body is very temporary in nature. And we have to associate with the spirit. Yesterday, His Grace Premnidhi Prabhu gave a very wonderful class. That IQ, EQ, SQ. Three levels. Intelligent quotient, emotional quotient. But the true was the spiritual quotient. So our association should also not be based on this. It is required. IQ, EQ is a part of it. But SQ, the spiritual association, is the most important substance. And therefore, to make this point, how this body is temporary and should not be given importance even in association of devotees, I will quote one example from 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, teachings by Lord Krishna to Uddhav. Lord Krishna, in the end of his teachings, is telling Uddhav the temporary nature of this material body and how this material body is always flickering. He says, O Uddhav, this material body is just like a flowing river. He gives one example. So like suppose we go to some river or streams and we may say, oh, see the beautiful water of the river. But within few seconds, the water is already gone. And the beautiful water which we are seeing is not no more there. The water is already gone some many meters or kilometers ahead. Lord Shri Krishna gives another example of a burning light, or even you can say bulb. Sometimes when the lighting is very beautiful, we may say, oh, see, such a beautiful light is there. But by the time we speak beautiful light, the light which we saw has already been destroyed. It's no more. The particular light which we saw, that light rays which we are appreciating are already gone. And then again, next set of rays may be coming out. And by the time we discover, they are also gone. He says the human bodies are like that. Just like flowing, we may say, oh, just see how a beautiful young man, or such a nice naughty child, or such an intelligent old man. We may see some beauty, good qualities. But this is like a flowing river. The body is just simply flowing. Kaumaram yavanam jara. And we cannot give the final importance to this. Therefore, when we associate with devotees, we should understand and we should not associate on the bodily level. Yes, there has to be dealings of love and reciprocation. As in Nectar of Instruction, Rup Goswami says, Dadati Prati Grunati Guhyam Akhyati Puruchati Bhunjate Bhojayate Chayo. The gifts which are taken and received are spiritual in nature. Confidential talks which are spoken and heard are again spiritual in nature. And what is Bhunjate Bhojayate is also prasadam. So that exchanges are there. And while performing these exchanges, Dadati Prati Grunati Guhyam Akhyati Puruchati, which is this text number 4? Dadati Prati Grunati. Test 4, yes. So, after this text 4, Rup Goswami also tells how to offer this, how to make these relationships in text 5. He says, Krishneti asya giritam mansadriyeta. Those who even chant holy name, they are just beginning devotees. Still, they should be offered respect. And those who are taken seriously, Dikshyati, they are to be offered dandavat pranams. And then those who are pure, we have to desire to associate with them and hear from them. But he gives this warning which we are discussing in the next verse immediately. While associating with devotees, Srila Rup Goswami gives this warning or associating on material level, externals of the body. He says, Dushtai Swabhava Janate Vapuchascha Doshe. So, Dushtai Swabhava Janate. Don't see the externals, bodily qualifications. Vapu means body and Doshe. So, while associating with devotees, be careful and don't see the external bodily qualifications, disqualifications of a devotee. Because Na Prakrutat, the association of devotees is not material level, it is spiritual association. Prakrutatvam iha bhakta janasya pashyet. Don't see devotees on their material body, what they have, black, white, tall, whatever it is. Don't see on that level. But because gangam basam na khalu fudfuda fena pankhai. He accepts that sometimes we may we can't deny, we may see that some particular devotees have some limitations, or in calling clear words, some faults. It may appear and it may be true that some devotees may be, what we call it, forgetful, or cannot do some things nicely, expertly, cook nicely, or sing nicely, or remember verses nicely, or whatever it is. Or sometimes they may snore loudly, so they get disturbed. So these are vapushastra doshair. Or we may some things. So these faults may sometimes appear to us and sometimes may be there. But still, like in Ganga, the external faults are there of this foam and things. But they have to be neglected and the pure waters of Ganga have to be accepted. Similarly, when we are associating with devotees, one class we discussed 1 month back, that how these whole bodies are made up of three modes of nature. So to understand that this particular devotee, his material body may have some defects, some faults. He may be apparently doing these limitations in his bodily activities. But that is not his soul doing it. That is his material body acting, he is helpless. The soul is helpless. And we should understand, we may criticize particular devotee for particular quality. But we should understand that if my soul has that body, I will act exactly the same way. I will act exactly the same way which I am criticizing now. The soul is, we should see the sincerity of the soul to serve the Supreme Lord. That is what has to be seen in the association of devotees and not some bad qualities because of the bodily constitution. It is very, we should understand that this particular devotee may have some bad quality. But if my soul would have had that body, I would have acted the same way, exactly same way. Now the very particular quality which I am criticizing, I would have always done that. But we should see beyond the body that his soul is sincerely trying to serve the devotees. So we have to remove this feign, vapushastra doshair, in the devotees and accept the nectar of Ganga, purifying qualities of Ganga. The Ganga in the rainy season may have some foam and some dirty things, and we have to remove that. And we have to accept the purifying qualities of the Mother Ganga. Similarly, in devotees, in practicing devotees, neophyte devotees, may have some things here and there, and which are perceivable to us, but we have to remove them, put them aside, and see that particular soul's sincere desire to serve the Supreme Lord, and associate with that, and so that we can get inspiration to perform our own devotional service. So, if we associate with devotees like this, then we get a real benefit of devotional service. Then our association with devotees will be always joyful. If we associate on the bodily level, then we will associate with the faults and not with the... See, in this material world, especially with devotees, because we are discussing with association of devotees, all the souls in this hall or everywhere in devotees are trying to develop their inherent qualities of loving devotional service to the Supreme Lord. And by whatever body they have got, they are trying to serve Krishna that way. Some may sing, some may cook, some may whatever they do. So that has the soul's tendency to associate with the Supreme Lord has to be appreciated and has to be seen, and from that we have to accept the inspiration and not from the bodily external qualifications and also disqualifications. So therefore, when we associate with devotees, then the effect is very powerful. Immediately, our also kalmashas are vina mahatpad rajobhishekam. Immediately our kalmashas are washed off and our spiritual life becomes happy, joyful. We have heard many times, chant and be happy. But sometimes we see only A, B, C, D. A is association and spiritual life is supposed to be keval ananda kanda. Yes. But it will be keval ananda kanda when it is ahituki apratyata yenatma suprasidati. In Srimad Bhagavatam, there are various levels of devotional service are described. All levels of devotional service are purifying. But if you want to experience that kevala ananda kanda, then devotional service has to be ahetuki apratyata. Because only ahetuki apratyata devotional service will give you thorough satisfaction. Yen atma suprasidhati. Only association on the spiritual level will give us full benefit and full joy. When we start associating with devotees on the material bodily level, then the results are like in the outside world. We may be happy, we may be morose, we may say, oh, I'm in such a bad association, no one agrees to my opinion, and whatever, all these material qualifications will creep in. But we have to see that all devotees, maybe somewhat here and there, but they're all enthusiastically, sincerely trying to serve the Supreme Lord. Similarly about devotional service, bhakti. Bhakti will be pleasurable when ahaituki, apratiyata. His Grace Govind Prabhu was mentioning in one's Brahmachari class. He was telling that devotional service can be performed in four consciousness, four levels of consciousness. He said fear is the lowest level. We can perform devotional service because, oh, if I don't do, I will go to hell. Something like that. So this is fear level of consciousness. That is very low level. Then next is benefit. If I do devotional service, what I will get in the terms of material wealth, position, or name, fame. Sometimes while performing devotional service, you may go after this name, fame. Then third level, which is like the basic minimum for the devotional service to be studied, he said was duty. You have to perform devotional service on the level of duty. Like I am a soul and supposed to do devotional service. Whether I am not fearful, I am not desiring of anything benefit, but I am performing because I ought to do it. That level of devotional service is somewhat, is steady. And then the best or the topmost level is love. To serve the Supreme Lord in Krishna, not because of duty, but because of love. And we see these four levels spoken by Lord Shri Krishna somewhat, we can relate some way in Bhagavad Gita. He says, artha artharthi jinyasu gnani. We say, artha, it is somewhat like he wants to avoid distress, the most level, lowest level, avoiding miseries. And that is like most lowest level. Fear means some miseries will come. That is fear. I will go to hell or something bad will happen. Then next is benefit, that is artharthi. We can relate some way. Like Lord Krishna says, artha artharthi, that I want to get some money, some benefit. Then jinyasu is not exactly related to duty, but we can say, and then topmost is jnani, to perform because I want to love. And certainly the ahead of jnani, there is further ahead. And the results of this, again, this can be related to modes of nature also. Gauranga was telling me, he says, sometimes we relate artha to relate to mode of ignorance, fearful condition, expecting fear. Then this result, quality of mode of passion is benefits, fruitive mentality. That is artharthi, devotional service in mode of passion. And quality of mode of goodness, if we study 17th and 18th and 14th chapter, to perform unattached duty because it is dutiful work. That is third level, duty, mode of goodness. And then love is pure goodness, Shuddha Sattva. And because if we perform devotional service in these various levels, fear, benefit, duty, love, or ignorance, passion, goodness, or pure goodness, the results will be accordingly. Devotional service is supposed to be suprasidhati, keval ananda kanda, but then we have to elevate ourselves at least to a level of goodness. Because the results of goodness is happiness. If we perform devotional service on these lower levels of ignorance, passion, or artha, artharthi, we are purifying. Srila Vishwanath Thakur therefore says, if one is performing devotional service on the level of artha, artharthi, he has to progress to the level of jinyasu. At least. And then further also, but if artha and artharthi devotional service is not stable, it is wavering and a person may give up. From artha and artharthi, he has to progress to a level of jinyasu and then further jnani and then eka bhaktir vishishyate and then it is further, then brahma bhuta, then all these things are there ahead. But from artha and artharthi, he has to progress at least to jnani, that is on the devotional service on the level of duty. That is on the level of mode of goodness. If the result, we see even the species, Srila Prabhupada in one purport says, generally the animal births, the quality of animal birth is fearfulness. See, animals are always fearful. Who is going to kill me? A bird is always looking here and there. Human birth, the quality is lamentation, a fruity mentality. He is not fearful. Oh, I have this, I lost this. Human birth is qualified by lamentation. Animal birth is qualified by fear. Demigod birth, who are supposed to be more of goodness, is qualified by joyful life. Their life is joyful. But devotees are blissful. Again, these four levels we can say somewhat relate to them. Fearful births are animals, ignorant. Passionate, generally humans, are lamenting. Demigod life are joyful. But devotees are blissful. They are in Shuddha Sattva. Devotional service on the highest level. So the results of our devotional service, if performed on the lower levels and not progressed ahead, will be like this. They will be not like... sometimes we see unhappiness in devotional service. We should understand, we have to improve. Then sometimes we see benefit, we perform on the level of benefit, then we see lamentation. Sometimes we feel devotional service is not very happy. Where is that Ananda Kanda? We have to come at least on the level of duty or goodness. Then the devotional service will be happy. And when we progress on the level of love, then the devotional service will be blissful. So devotional service and association have not to be performed on the level of body, externals. But you have to go to the soul. Soul is love of Godhead. And soul means what? How can we perform devotional service in artha and artharthi when we forget we are the souls? And we perform devotional service only with the bodies. Then we come to the lower levels. Because if we remember we are the souls, then we remember Jivere Swarup Hoy, Krishna Nitya Das. And we also remember Gopi Bhartur Pada Kamalor Das Dasanu Das. When our devotional service is based on this, see, it's very natural. Anyone who is in the natural state of existence is joyful. That is the law of nature. When the child is in the mother's womb, mother's lap, he is joyful. When the kitten is in cat's mouth, he is perfectly happy. Anyone in his natural position is happy and blissful. And anyone when he is not in natural position, then he is not happy and blissful. Similarly, the souls, if they forget Gopi Bhartur Pad Kamalor Das Dasanu Das, externally if they are performing devotional activities, but if they forget that I am the servant of the servant of the servant, and they start enjoying devotional service or becoming masters in devotional service, then the result will not be natural. Soul is Anandamaya Abhyasad, but only when it is in consciousness of servant of servant of servant. When it forgets this consciousness, we may be in the practicing stages of devotional service, beginning to, but the results will not, Anandamaya Abhyasad will not be fully experienced. Therefore, in the association of devotees, while performing devotional service, this constitutional position of servant of servant of servant has to be kept in mind. Then the results will be completely happy and thoroughly satisfying. We see Srila Prabhupada, he went to America. He was so elderly, pure devotee, disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, and all the good qualities, great qualities. But when he got his few initiated devotees, or we can call it disciples, he told them that you have been specifically sent by my spiritual master. He did not see that I have become guru and you are my disciples. So he said, I am doing this, I am rendering this service to you of training you. So sometimes some may be in the higher rungs in association of devotees, from whatever we name it, president, temple manager, whatever it is. But we have to be, if we are in the consciousness that I am doing this to serve the devotees, then we are safe. Then our association is blissful and our devotional service is happy, joyful. Otherwise, when we forget that our whatever we are doing, we may be in the higher rungs in so-called management structure, but our only aim is to render devotional service to the devotees. Srila Prabhupada's mood was that. He saw all these new people, which were externally very sinful. In America, the hippies were on the lowest rung of human culture. And Srila Prabhupada was on the highest rung of Paramahamsa Sannyasi. But still, he saw that these people have been sent by my spiritual master so that I can render. He spoke to his disciples that I can render devotional service. I can serve you in this way. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would chastise his disciples and say, what can I do? That is my duty. If I don't correct you, then who will correct you? Not that, oh, I have become boss. Let me, because you are not obeying me. You have to listen to me. Let me correct you. No, he was in the consciousness, I am correcting you because that is my service to you and to my spiritual master. Therefore, we see Nirutta Tarshair Upagya Manas, this association of devotees and performing devotional service in full service attitude will be blissful and happy, because that is soul's natural position. If the soul is not in natural position, it cannot be the result of blissful and happy. And therefore, the devotional service has to be performed. It's the association of devotees in humble service attitude. And also, we have to hear from pure advanced devotees. Bhavau Shadhi. And what is the result of hearing from pure advanced devotees? Very wonderful. Here, King Raugana very clearly says, what is the result? He says, because one immediately attains the platform of the pure devotional service to Adokshas, which is not available even to great demigods like Brahma. Even Brahmaji and demigods can reach only the shore of Shir Sagar. They can't go beyond to the Supreme Lord. They have to stay there and pray. That's all. They can't see also the Lord. And when we can, by associating with you, just for a moment, I become freed. These three things are very important. Maharaj Raghunath is saying, I have become freed from all argument. We in material world have argumentative mentality. Whatever we hear, we don't want to listen. Therefore, in purpose, Srila Prabhupada says, the messages of spiritual master remove all arguments. The arguments offered by pure devotees are so convincing to their disciples. We see Srila Prabhupada's first meeting. He wanted to argue that up till India becomes independent. But Srila Prabhupada, he said, I was defeated by my spiritual master. And that gave me great joy. So hearing from pure devotees removes or silences or arguing mentality. He says, Maharaj Raghuna is saying, I am free from the mentality or tendencies of all argument. That has to be the result of hearing from pure devotees. Then next, false prestige. I have become free from false prestige. No ahankar. I can see everyone with humble attitude. But then sometimes we mistake it. Although Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmane Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Shapakecha Pandita Samadarshina. A pandit sees equally because he doesn't see the body, he sees the soul. But still we can't act foolishly. We have to have freedom from false prestige. That is freedom from bodily consciousness. But the third effect of hearing from pure devotees is I have become free from lack of discrimination. That requires some intelligence. Freedom from false prestige doesn't mean we make everyone equal artificially. Srila Prabhupada says, yes, Vidya, Vinaya, Sampanne, all have to be seen on equal level. But doesn't mean that you go and embrace a tiger because you embrace a pure devotee or Brahmana also. No, that differentiation has to be maintained. That discrimination has to be required. Srila Prabhupada once said, along with performing our sadhana and purity of force, to spread this message, we require organization and intelligence. If to want to go in this pastime in detail, Srila Prabhupada was in the last days. He was in Vrindavan. And one day at night, 2 o'clock, He called Giriraj Maharaj to his room. And he started asking, what do you think? How will our movement spread all over the world? Giriraj Maharaj started answering, if we chant 16 rounds and follow four principles. Prabhu said, yes, that's correct. But how will our movement spread if we stick to your orders? He was giving such suggestions. Prabhu says, no, all what you said is correct. But we require organization and intelligence. So this point is made. I have become free from lack of discrimination. I have become free from false prestige, but also free from lack of discrimination. Now, sometimes when we think free from false prestige, means we should not discriminate. Everyone is welcome or whatever. No discrimination. We should be intelligent enough to discriminate also, but without false prestige. We should be discriminating, but without false prestige. Srila Prabhupada asked this question. Swamiji, you are on spiritual level. You discriminate. We should not hear from them. We should not hear from this. Sukadeva Goswami said, Nivrutta Tarshir, we have to hear from them. And we should not hear from others. Prabhupada said, yes. For accepting knowledge, we may discriminate. That is required. But when we give knowledge, we don't discriminate. We give to everyone. And so these qualities, that are the results of hearing from pure devotee. We are free from argumentative mentality. We are free from false prestige and also free from lack of discrimination. And these are the roots of entanglement. So all three, not one. If we have any one or all three, these are roots of entanglement in material world. And now I have become free from all these problems. Therefore, in concluding, we can understand that this is the results when we perform devotional service in the association of devotees. Not on the lower two levels of artha, artharthi or in mode of ignorance and passion, at least goodness, and then progress to pure goodness, then we can experience that joy and in the ultimately blissful devotional life. Hare Krishna. So if anyone has any comments or tika, tipni, శిల ప్రోపాదకి గ్రంథరాజ్ శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి